I believe also then that you were searching for other places for a campus. You wanted land, but then it was decided to purchase the Sinclair building.
Yes.
How did that come about and the funding for that?
The legislature ended up giving us an additional $2.5 million, but we needed $2,956,000. So we were short $456,000. Now we'll go back to Mayor Bob LaFortune.
Yep.
The legislature said that was it. We couldn't negotiate any further on that price. That's the lowest they would give it to us. We didn't know what we were going to do. Al became good friends with Bob LaFortune. He would go down and he'd talk to him. And he said, I don't know what we're going to do. We've got this difference.
Again,
Bob had him visit with the city leaders. They were different back then. You had a team of five that ran the city, like the council. Then the city had, I think, some what they called model city monies. And they had about $500,000 left over that some way they believed they could transfer. They checked it out very carefully. $456,000 to the college. Bob LaFortune led that effort, and that's how we ended up with the Sinclair building.
There was no community pushback on that, or if Bob said it, it was a good idea?
Bob had a lot of influence. I mean, yeah, if Bob said it, it still does today. I mean, if you want to pass a bond issue, if Bob would do it, he was the guy you wanted on TV or on the radio.
Huh. Another key moment for you, wasn't it?
It was a very key moment.
But you can't just buy buildings and do this. You needed to go out and buy land for the buildings.
We had to have the land basically donated for the buildings.
Okay.
So the land that ended up sufficing for the Sinclair building was actually the depot and the land across the river. That became legitimate as far as the state was concerned. Now, the fact that later we swapped some of that land near the depot building for the 80 acres for the Northeast Campus. That's a whole other story.
Okay. But why did the land have to be donated?
It was just written in the law.
State law.
Yeah. Or the regions. I'd have to go back.
And you couldn't go out and buy the land?
Oh, you could buy the land, but we didn't have money for anything.
Okay.
But the original idea was that it be donated by the community.
All right.
But later we did buy the land on the Southeast Campus. We did have the land donated for the West Campus and the Northeast and the Metro Campus. There is three of them.
So the mission was four campuses from the get-go.
Uh-huh.